AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Federal Reserve Board Chair Jerome Powell says interest rates needed to rise.
It is essential that we bring inflation down if we are to have a sustained period of strong labor market conditions that benefit all.
Today's action is the most aggressive move by the central bank in more than 20 years.
Today, the FOMC raised its policy interest rate by a half percentage point and anticipates that ongoing increases in the target rate for the federal funds rate will be appropriate.
The leak of a draft Supreme Court opinion bent on abolishing the right to abortion touches all political maneuvering. Marjorie Dannenfelser, the president of the anti-abortion Susan B. Anthony list, gearing up for the midterms to push its agenda to further restrict or ban abortions in a majority of the states.
In 30 states, we have a great shot ambitious pro-life laws. Ambitious meaning whatever the strongest consensus is.
Planned Parenthood America President Alexis McGill Johnson says her group is having to deal with disinformation since the case was heard by the court last December.
It's a lot of confusion, and that is intentional. That has been designed to shame providers, to shame patients, and to confuse them about whether or not they can actually get the care that they need.
Leaders in Democratic-majority states are bracing for a wave of legal attacks and other maneuvers seeking to undermine access. Some are even taking steps to include the right to abortion in their constitutions. In Republican-led states, some lawmakers are trying to pass laws that go beyond state lines to sue abortion providers and punish those who assist a woman in securing an abortion. 14 healthcare providers, from clinic operators to doctors, a dentist, and a nurse in the eastern U.S., are charged with illegally distributing prescriptions for more than 5 million pain pills. Federal investigators say the 14 unnecessarily prescribed painkillers to obtain Medicare and Medicaid payments. More than 100,000 people died of drug overdoses in this country last year. This is AP News. Former President Donald Trump's oldest son, Donald Jr., was interviewed by the House Select Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol by his dad's supporters. The AP's Mike Gracia has this.
Donald Trump Jr., the oldest son of former President Donald Trump, was interviewed Tuesday by the House Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Two people familiar with the matter who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity confirmed Trump Jr.'s appearance before the committee. The younger Trump was in close proximity to his father on the day of the riot. He was seen backstage at the rally on the White House ellipse that took place shortly before Trump supporters marched to the Capitol and breached the building. His sister Ivanka Trump sat down with the committee for 8 hours in early April. The committee has interviewed nearly 1,000 witnesses. Public hearings are set to begin June 9th and go on for 4 weeks. Mike Gracia, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.